Today's program is our interactive summer pageant sprung from the fertile imagination of David LaDuca. David, it's all yours.
Okay. Well, this is 4th of July weekend. It's the birthday of our country. And it's a tricky thing finding the right gift for America. And I worked on a pageant called Calm Unity. And it's something that I think America needs, and is something that America is ready for. And it doesn't just happen. We have to kind of help make it happen. So part of helping the pageant happen is raising your hand for a script. Now, these scripts are part of the show, right? And if you're here for the whole year through, you'll hear many voices up here sharing, participating. But today you get to hear lots of voices, and I'm going to start with some of the parts that I have for kids, and I'm going to cast the show. Thanks. So, part of how we get it rolling, and you'll see, is there's a song. I'm going to teach you the song. And during the song, there's a little video, a little animation. And if you see the symbol on the screen that's on your paper, colored onto your paper, that means it's your turn to come right on up. Let's learn the song together. Everyone, everywhere, you play an important role. That's it. It's okay to switch it up. Don't be pigeonholed. Sometimes you're the frog. Sometimes you're the tadpole. Raise your voice. Open your heart. Speak from your soul. And action.
Turtle, rabbit, can't you two find a way to get along?
It's not my fault. Speedy over here is to blame.
Blame? I'm faster than you every day of the week.
I won the race. You are a sore loser.
Turtle, rabbit, we need to get off to a good start.
Rabbit did get off to a good start. I remember that.
I don't want to share the sage with the turtle.
What about the forest? We're all turtles. Goodbye, everyone.
I'm a rabbit. Running is who I am. I can't be a second place.
I'm turtle. I've always dreamed of even being second place.
Hold fast to your dreams, turtle. You need dreams.
What about me? My dream is to be perfect.
If everyone was perfect, you'd never learn or grow.
I'm not perfect either, Rabbit. That does make me a failure?
Oh.
Or does that make me a failure? Sorry. So that doesn't make sense.
I don't know anything. Maybe racing is not for me.
Don't quit. Life is not a spectator sport.
Where did you find such an infinite hope, Turtle?
I watch you run. It almost looks like you have wings.
But I quit easily, and I don't know where I am going.
You can always become better, my friend.
I think this is turning around. Maybe there was progress.
I'm sorry, I was a poor loser. Congratulations, Turtle.
For both of us, the future rewards those that press on.
Let's organize a fun running and get everyone to join us.
Now that sounds like we're off to a good start.
Okay. On to Act Two.
All right. Everyone, everywhere, you play an important role. It's okay to switch it up. Don't be pigeonholed. It's fun to be the diamond. It's okay to be cold. Raise your voice, open your heart, speak with your soul. We got the orange faces. The orange faces, come on up. Raise your voice, open your heart, speak with your soul. Okay, next slide. We're going to have the bee on this side, the bear on this side, and us in the middle. Action.
Bumblebee and Bear, can't we just all get along? I've got enough trouble. This brute should back off.
I'm a bear. I'm just looking out for the bear necessities.
Buzz, buzz. We will stand up for our honey.
A bear and a bee? You two need to work together.
I agree. You make the honey, and I will eat it.
You're a big bully. You're going to stop stealing our honey.
What keeps me going is my goals, Bumblebee.
Let's take a walk down this road. Where will you be in 5 years?
In 5 years, my cubs will be bigger, and they will want honey, too.
In 5 years, I might no be here, no pun intended.
What does that mean? Where will you go, little bee?
Bees are in danger. I have hope, but it's not infinite.
I don't want to think about the future anymore. Are we done?
Sometimes it's the journey that teaches you about your destination.
I've always eaten honey first and done right later.
The time is always right to do what is right.
I want my cubs to grow up with unlimited honey.
Success doesn't count unless you earn it fair and square.
Bees and bears have lived together for thousands of years.
Sometimes our struggles are just part of who we are.
Memories of other lives and works and deeds continue in us.
And our generosity and kindness will continue in others.
I didn't imagine I would learn so much from this conversation.
If you have no imagination, you will not have wings.
All right. Everyone, everywhere, you play an important role. It's okay to switch it up. Don't be pigeonholed. It's okay to be the dessert. Okay to be the casserole. Change your voice, raise your voice, open your heart, speak with your soul. The yellow light bulbs, they're hard to see, but come on up. Raise your voice, open your heart, speak with your soul.
Ducks. Beavers, can't we all just get along? This land isn't big enough for the two of us.
That's why you have wings, duck. Fly away.
Oh, wait, are you the ducks? Wait, are you the ducks or the beavers?
She's
reading. You're the beavers. Oh, come on over here.
Uh-oh. That's okay. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. See, they're at it again. They're just always at it.
Duck, fly away.
Eager beaver, find yourself a new pond. Ducks, beavers, every time you get together, it's like a civil war.
That's right. We won last year. Thanks, by the way.
Bad calls. NFL draft. Call it a freebie.
I think we have a lost cause. Let's end this and move on.
Move on? You're going to give up on us that quickly?
You're the ducks and the beavers. I'm not going to solve this.
The best way to guarantee a loss is to quit.
Wow, that's true. I hate to admit it, but I agree.
We're done here. No one is just making friends on the spot.
Are you giving up that easily? Don't you watch sports?
Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion.
isn't it suffering enough? Every game has a loser.
Life is not a spectator sport. We need each other.
If you're afraid to fail, you're probably going to fail.
Now I'm afraid to fail. I need to sit down.
The future rewards those that press on.
What about hope? Never lose infinite hope.
Sorry. So let me get this straight. You respect your opponents.
Opponents make you better. You can always become better.
If there is no struggle, there is no progress.
You too. I don't know if I should just roll my eyes or applaud.
All right. Good job. The question for the animals today is, name a special adventure or a new talent your animal would like to have. Starting on this end. We can come back.
Travel to Antarctica.
Travel to Antarctica. All right.
Okay. My puppet is a kangaroo. Go to Australia, yes?
Go to Australia?
I'd like to go to Machu Picchu.
All right.
I'd like to hold my own ice cream cone.
Nice.
Does anybody have tango lessons?
Tango lessons. Hold on. Hold fast to your dreams. Even if you're swimming upstream, hold fast. Hold fast to your dreams. Not a tango song, but close, right? What's the frog say?
The frog says, I would like to cross the Sahara Desert.
Wow. And the bear?
Well, I like to hum. Maybe I could be a composer.
Nice. Hold fast to your dreams. Even if you're swimming upstream, hold fast. Hold fast to your dreams. Penguin.
I'd like to learn how to fly.
Nice. Possum?
Possum. Possum would like to learn how to fly a hot air balloon.
Oh, hold fast to your dreams. Even if you're swimming upstream, hold fast. Hold fast to your dreams.
I wish I could stop my banana addiction.
One step at a time.
I'd like to join a choir.
Nice. Hold fast to your dreams. Even if hold fast to your dreams. One last time, hold fast to your dreams. Even if you're swimming up, hold fast to your dreams. Applause for the puppet show. Everyone,
I'm in everybody's way.
Everywhere, you play an important role. It's okay to switch it up. Don't be pigeonholed. It's okay to win the race. It's okay to stroll. Raise your voice. Open your heart. Speak with your soul. Green faces are coming up. Raise your voice. Open your heart. Speak with your soul. Okay.
Action. Sheep, unicorn, what could possibly be the problem?
Everything about a unicorn is so different.
Well, says the sheep to the unicorn. Jealous much?
See, this unicorn thinks very highly of herself.
A sheep and a unicorn. You're two of the most gentle creatures.
Bah! Humbug. More stereotypes. The Rams are an NFL team.
So it's not your personality that is off. You suffered a concussion?
Four legs good, both covering the wool. So much common ground.
I only look down on sheep because of our height difference.
Being short is not my fault. You can't always become taller.
Let's step into each other's shoes, see what happens.
Okay, I'll be the unicorn, filled with infinite hope and rainbows.
Okay, sure. I'll be the sheep eating grass and holding fast.
Let's see what destination this journey will have.
Mine says, hey, unicorn, what is it like to be unique? I think this is really probably...
No, but you're the sheep now.
Oh, that's right.
You're done by. Okay,
I thought this doesn't make any sense. Okay, hey, unicorn, what is it like to be unique? No one like you.
It's great. Oh, wait a minute. I'm all alone. That can't be.
Finding another unicorn is like finding the end of a rainbow.
Okay, fine. How's it like being a sheep? Always someone's property.
Oh, it's all right. Well, my owners love and care for me, don't they?
They love to shave off your wool, and they love your lamb chops.
Ooh, stop. It's not easy for either of us. Fighting is not the answer.
You two needed to see who you really are.
Unicorn, never lose infinite hope. You'll find somebody someday.
Sheep, if everything was perfect, we would never learn and grow.
Don't quit. Stay on this journey from spectators to champions.
All right.
Everyone, everywhere, you play an important role. It's okay to switch it up. Don't be pigeonholed. Sometimes it's okay to be the button. Okay to be the buttonhole. Raise your voice, open your heart. Speak with your soul. Where are the blue buttons? Raise your voice. Open your heart. Speak with your soul.
Apple and pineapple, hasn't this gone on long enough?
I've tried, but nothing I do is good enough for my friend the pineapple.
All your trying is exhausting. Does apple ever stop trying?
Apple, pineapple, orange, grape. We're better all mixed up.
What's the problem here? Can't we work things out somehow?
I think apple here wants me to blend in with all the other fruit.
We never said that. We just want pineapple to feel at home.
Is this about being in the spotlight? Being on the margin?
I don't want to constantly explain myself. I'm out of here.
The best way to guarantee a loss is to quit.
Well, the future rewards those that move on.
I think the future rewards those that press on.
Let's not talk about the presses. That turns me into cider on the inside.
Oh, look, my friend the apple is a little repressed.
Look how you're making me suffer with press jokes.
Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a sauce.
Memories of other conflicts are continuing in you.
Still, he makes himself an easy target. Robin Hood?
I deserve it. If I don't struggle, I will make no progress.
But the time is always right to do what is right.
If you're afraid to try, you're probably going to fail trying.
Success doesn't count unless we earn it together.
A fruit that has no sourness has no flavor.
I will say, Apple, you don't quit. For that alone, I'm impressed.
Everyone, everywhere, you play an important role. It's okay to switch it up. Don't be pigeonholed. Some days you're the TV, sometimes the remote control. Raise your voice, open your heart, speak. speak with your soul. All the purple TVs, come on up. Raise your voice. Open your heart. Speak with your soul. All right. And action.
A chicken and an egg are fighting? I bet I know how this started.
It's fine. This little egg is just a little bit scrambled.
I am not little. Wait until I hatch. I've come out a dragon.
A dragon?
Look,
your parents were chickens. You'll be a dragon?
I dream of being a dragon. I hold fast my dreams.
Well, dreams are important. We don't want you to lose infinite hope.
I will say that you can always become a better chicken.
Could sit on another egg. I'm not afraid to fail.
I can't walk away, and neither can you, little egg.
Oh, let's stay calm. Doesn't a chicken and an egg have a lot in common?
I came first. You are an egg, or have you forgotten?
Don't hide in your shell. Don't hide in your shell. Say what you really feel.
There are dozens of us. We don't need to listen to you.
Do you hear this? Is that how an egg speaks to a chicken?
If everything was perfect, you would never learn and grow.
Looking at my destination, I'm thinking hard about my journey.
We chickens have enough trouble with our reputation. Stop fighting.
I'd rather suffer now and live the rest of my life as a champion.
Maybe there is some dragon inside you. Maybe you will lead us.
Memories of struggle and hope and grow will continue through me.
If you believe in your success, you're probably going to succeed.
If I believed any more, I think I'll crack.
I think you just did. Hold on to your hope, little egg. Hold fast.
I'm going to give chicken a good name, you'll see.
You remind me of a younger me, little egg. You'll earn your wings for sure.
Don't be pigeonholed. We're a little bit country. We're a little bit rock and roll. Raise your voice. Open your heart. Speak with your soul. Last act, all the country boots, come on up. Raise your voice, open your heart, speak with your soul. Action.
A bell and a candle. Who wants to get this fight started?
This little light of mine? I'm going to let it shine.
I ring in the morning, in the evening, and all over this land.
A bell and a candle. You would think you would be the best of friends.
No one's going to replace candles with bells and whistles.
Keep waxing, little candle. You'll burn yourself out.
You mean waning. Waxing means to get stronger.
Isn't there enough room for the both of you?
You are a resounding gong, a clanging cymbal.
You are a carbon gas emitter, a fire hazard.
Oh, stop, you two! We need to do what is right.
I just get myself all worked up. I have two jobs, you know. It's so stressful.
I've seen better days. I have a hairline fracture. I hope it's not serious.
You're burning the candle at both ends. And you're going to crack.
I can't sit by silently. The world needs to hear my message of peace.
I tried to hide under a bushel. That doesn't work well.
I see all the joys you celebrate. I see the sorrows you comfort.
I'm just one candle, and it reduces me till I'm nothing.
My song is momentary, and I become silent quicker than you burn out.
But your song returns, and with it, joy and meditation.
Lift each other up, friends. Find the best in each other.
Your warmth and brightness bring this community together.
Your music sends out waves of inspiration and energy.
If we burn like a candle, may our fire live on in others.
If we ring like a bell, may our song be a song of justice and freedom.
And may we carry our message forth in the world. Let it be so.
This is a song I learned in Salem. It's a call and response. People are different, people are different, still we try to agree. You got it. Not always easy, Communication's the key. Honest and open.
Respect for each other.
Find resolution.
Sisters and brothers.
This is what democracy sounds like.
This is what democracy sounds like.
This is what community looks like.
This is what community looks like.
People are different.
Still it try to agree.
Not always easy.
Communication's the key.
Honest and open.
Respect for each other.
Find resolution.
Sisters and brothers.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what community looks like.
This is what community looks like.
Take a moment where you are and turn around to somebody near you that maybe you didn't come in with, somebody that you haven't met before, somebody that you haven't talked to, and talk to them and see if you can share a conflict that you would like to see resolved. Take a few minutes. We've got time. Turn to somebody nearby. Talk about a conflict that you would like to see resolved. George is going to come around. If you have something that you'd like to share on this topic, George is going to come around with the microphone.
Betsy and I were just discussing our mutual problem. We have too much stuff.
Too much stuff.
And we concluded that the way to work that out was to recognize the problem and get to work on it.
Yeah.
Get rid of the stuff.
Yeah. My trunk is full right now.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Other comments?
Walk around the aisles. See if you can get a word or two.
Okay.
From folks.
It was amusing that my fellow member and I looked at each other and didn't know where to begin. It took us half the time to decide what conflict really we wanted to see. And as I brought forward mine, and she was in agreement, which is about settling the health care, I don't even know what to call it, debacle. What ran through my mind is the interconnectedness. It's not one conflict. It's intertwined with so many, and I think that brings the challenge of just about every conflict on this earth. It's intertwined and complex.
And that kind of reminds me of what I just saw the other day about it's not... And I think it might have been Nicholas Kristof who said it. It's not about Putin. It's not about, what's his name? It's about the survival of our climate, of our planet. And we all need to pitch in and do what we can do on that.
Well, I liked how Adam started off by saying, why can't the two political parties just figure out how to get along? And they all, it seems like there's been a loss of understanding of what we were here, what our founders came here, and how they got this country established, and that seems to be kind of being overlooked. And I just also want to add that most people that came to this country came here for religious freedom, but that seems to be overlooked a lot, and all, respect and appreciation for other cultures and other religions.
Hi. We talked about conflict within the family because of all the different viewpoints on politics right now. And that for my family, at least, that's a that's a biggie, and it causes this even if people have come to the conclusion and not going to discuss it with each other because they know that there's this undercurrent of kind of anger. It's a conflict I'd like to see resolved.
Related to our political conflicts, I have a conflict within myself that I find myself being overly negative too often, and I would love to be able to restore and stay with a positive, but it's really tough, and I don't exactly know how to control that.
They've been I have been together almost 30 years, and he's a keeper, and I'm a tosser. This is about material things.
He's a keeper, and I'm a what?
Tosser. I'm a minimalist.
A tosser. Got it.
And
I think that means something different where I am.
Okay. that seemed like a bad thing, and now I'm dealing with my daughter, and she's a keeper, and her husband is a keeper too, and that actually causes more problems than the problem of the conflict that my spouse and I have. So sometimes conflict is good.
Absolutely. I'm an Uber driver sometimes, and I meet a great variety of international visitors that come to Portland. And there was one young man named Ahmed who rode right up front with me because he says, I can't be driven around. And he's from Afghanistan. He's an immigrant from Afghanistan, originally from Pakistan. And we got to talking, and as we went along, I became very curious about many aspects of his life. And he identified himself as a Muslim, and I identified myself very quickly after the last UU that we had as a Unitarian Universalist. Then I crept on trying to explain that to him. He says, but you believe in God, but you're searching for, but you don't believe in God, but you believe there's something out there that unites us all together. And I went, that's pretty good. I'll take that. And then he asked if he could come over and cook a halal meal for us.
Nice.
And share more of his culture with us. And ordinarily I would have hesitated, but the influence of the church has made me open my heart, and he's coming over tonight to share a meal with us and to cook it. And you're going to come home and help me eat it. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, it was really helpful to hear that message of infinite hope earlier today, because as we're talking about the political system, part of me just wants to give up and go, this is just too messed up. But there's always hope, right? I mean, if I hold it that way. So it's been a great lesson for me today.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my final song. And thank you for sharing. Everybody who acted, everybody who participated, even the puppets. Two sides of story, two sides of a coin, two sides of the aisle. One day we will join. Two sides of the ocean, two sides of the brain, two sides of a conflict. The answer is plain. We must find a way to come together. We must find a way, make it right. We must find a way towards community. Keep unity inside. Community, 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 community. Sing with me. Community, 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 community. Come harmony. Come harmony, come harmony, come harmony, come harmony, come harmony, come harmony.
Come harmony, come harmony, community, 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 come.
Thank you, everybody.